Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and I'm a minute or so late, and I'm going to go get Lisa. Thank you, Lisa, for being so patient with me. And hold on. I'm going to go get her. Okay? There she is. Anyway, I'm sorry, everybody, and I'm sorry, Lisa. Okay? Hey, how are you?
Oh, it's all good. I'm good. How are you doing, Tree?
Been crazy day. I'm just telling you. Always crazy.
I hear
you. Boring. You know, so anyway, we got a good show planned today for you, as we always do, I think. But today we're going to be talking about how answered prayers, how to get your prayers answered, and also miracles. And I know some of you now that are thinking now will be thinking later, well, if I could get that prayer answered, that would be a miracle. So anyway, I've had those moments myself, and I know you have, Lisa, right? So
too,
as well. Yeah, so I was thinking about this. Sometimes it's a blessing that answered prayers are not answered, or prayers that are not answered. And I will give you this scenario, if it's okay. I got this today because I was talking to a client of mine, and I said, are you super glad that this man she had dated and really loved him did not, she put pressure on him for commitment. And we're not talking about that today. We're talking about something else. And she wanted to, you know, wanted to take the relationship to a new level. And he was just dragging his feet and being a little bit mean-spirited with her. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. It's all the same, okay, at the end of the day. And anyway, he left, and she was devastated, as you know, people get when they lose a relationship. And when I was driving home today, because I just got back from shopping, I heard this message, because she called me, and she said, you know, and this has been some time ago, she's getting married to someone, and it's her sweetheart from years ago. And they reconnected, and now they're you know, getting together and getting married and building a life together. And she's been living in New York, and it's been really hard for her by herself. I mean, it's hard for us anywhere that have went through the pandemic. But I was thinking, I go, is it not wonderful that God let her end up, or not let her, but made it possible for her to end up with somebody where she didn't have to push and pull? And listen, girls and guys, we beg for our relationship, right, to the person that we're begging to. And you're like, oh, I'm going to never beg. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I'm not judging that. But what I'm saying to you is that she let go, and she had a miracle happen. And she's marrying the man of her dreams. How about that? And he's marrying the woman of his. So she would have pushed it and had gotten that other guy to really commit to her. It would have been a whole different scenario. Now that is a miracle and an answered prayer. What do you think?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, And I think this all goes down to patience. And, you know, we are just in a society now and in a world where we want everything right now. And I know we've talked about this many, many times on our show. It's just we have to wait for our time, because what we think we're ready, we might not be. And only God and the angels know when we're ready.
Right. That's true. But sometimes God saves you from a bigger mistake. You know what I mean? You know,
yes.
Sometimes we make mistakes as human, but you're like, I'm so miserable. And you're like, I'm so glad God saw it differently. You say that. And
yeah.
I know that I've done that too as well, but, you know, whether it's a job or whatever. But, so that's a miracle and a prayer answered in a different way. But when she went through it, it was devastating. And sometimes it's so much harder when it's not devastating, you know, or when it's devastating and you don't see an end to it, okay? So you just have to, I always say this prayer. I go, God, thank you for helping me understand this, even though I'm not understanding it. And thank you so very much for helping me. And then God says, okay, you know, because I talked to God, that's all you have to say. And you say, and thank you. And in Jesus' name, I always say, in Jesus' name, I pray, and so it is, amen, right? And when you do that, Jesus is there, God. Well, they're all one and the same, are they not? Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost, our Holy Spirit. So that's it. So all you have to do is say, thank you for helping me understand what's going on. And I just had somebody now call me, and I'm sure he's leaving a message. He's got somebody that he's been going out with for a year, and they haven't taken it, like kissed or anything. And he goes, she's my friend. I don't want to lose my friend. I said, well, just tell her that you want to take it to a new level, but you would rather, you know, you want to be your friend. If she wants to do that, that's fine. But if you want to take it to a new level, and I feel like that he's calling to tell me that that's what she wants to do, take it to a new level. Isn't that cool? So we prayed about it, and I worked with him, and he's a good person. I've seen him with he just needs a good woman, you know. So anyway, I think that's cool. So, you know, prayer
that
is answer.
Way cool.
I think when you pray and you say a prayer that says, thank you, God, for giving me. And I'm sorry, guys, you're hearing the beep of my animals. I just bought new toys. When I buy their food, I always buy a new toy. So they're, can you hear it? Probably can, right?
That's so cute. My dog does the same thing.
Yeah. And I have to buy them the same one, because if I don't buy them the same one, they'll just be, they're like two-year-olds, okay? You know, so anyway. So I apologize for that, whoever's hearing that now or later. So just say thank you, guys, for helping me understand, and thank you for bringing what you're looking for, understanding if this man or woman is supposed to be with me. Thank you for that to you as well. And just be ready to receive. And, you know, I asked God yesterday, God and Jesus and all the angels, I said, Holy Spirit, I said, listen, I need to do this, this, and this. You work and let us worry about that. I was like, wow, no problem, right? That's better than any husband or boyfriend, right? I don't know about that, because your husband's good like that. But anyway, I'm not married yet. I'm like, I want to be married one day. So, by the way, I'm single and available. She gives my measurements now. I'm just kidding. It'd be fun. anyway, yeah, people, I'm da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, oh, really? And you know, my friend, she sends those pictures out of herself, like on dating sites, and she does stuff where she can trim things out. I go, what do you do when you meet them? Oh, they just think I'm so charming, they just ignore it. I go, and yet you're still single. I don't think you're ignoring it, you know. But anyway, it's a whole different story. So that's one thing that you can do. Pray, okay? That's a prayer that you can. Thanks for helping me understand. Thank you for bringing the right man or woman to me. And we say in Jesus' name, and so it is. And you know, the other thing is that ask to dream about him or her with the Holy Spirit. I did that the other day. I said, let me dream about him. And then they bought me somebody who is, oh my gosh, but he was asking me about something else. He's got a girlfriend. And I was like, I said, not him, someone else that's not him. So anyway, but yeah. And then there's miracle prayers, right, that you can ask for a miracle, a healing miracle. I think that's wonderful. There's a movie, or not movie, there's a show out. It's called Encounter TV. It's a Spanish guy, and he's a minister, and he's like Joyce, you know. And I would like, you know, to share about that. But he's talking about, Lisa, I've seen him do these shows, and the healing energy goes through, and like one person and then 20 people, and they all have a healing miracle. But there's so much faith and joy and love there that it's not made up. Have you ever seen that or known about that? I think it's cool. What's your thoughts about that? If you agree or disagree, I'd love to know.
Well, I'm not familiar with the program that you're discussing.
Okay, so have you ever heard of a healing, you know, healing circle where people, and maybe in Reiki or whatever, and then they, you know, they do a healing, physical, spiritual, emotional healing. I've seen that, right? And does that make sense to you? Or like when you do your Reiki session, do you get a heal?
Yes. So, yes, based on the Reiki, absolutely, I know exactly what you're referring to. I just wasn't familiar with the other that you were discussing. So Yes, I can attest to Reiki for sure. I'm going through Reiki training myself right now, and I'm going to be taking the second level of Reiki training on Saturday. But what I have found with Reiki for me has been, it's definitely a mindset. It's definitely one that you have to keep your mind and your attitude open, because if you don't have an open mind and an open attitude, then you don't have the path for the messages and the healing to be received. So I think that's a huge part of going through the self-healing in that regard, if that makes sense.
I agree. And one of the things that, and I agree with you 100% because I've used Reiki, I teach Reiki and the whole thing, but those who are listening to us now or later, one of the things I want to share with you is that, you know, you can have a part of your physical body healed. I was watching this guy the other day on TV, and he's a regular person. And we have that ability in us all because Jesus said he gave it to us, right, before he went back to heaven. And he said, this guy was on TV, he said, I told God, because I would like to, I know I have an ability in my hands, which Lisa's tapping into with getting a Reiki attunements, which is opening up her hands so she can help people with them, the healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, I mean, that's a cool thing. And he had this homeless guy ask for money, and he said, I'm going to give you money. But he said, what, because he said, God, would you help me bring somebody to that I can channel Jesus's energy into him, and because it's from Jesus and God, right? You know, we're just the vehicle that takes it. And so this guy walks up to him, and he said, I'll give you money, but do you have a part of your body that's hurting? And he said, my knee is killing me. It has been for whatever years. And then he felt his hands getting really warm, and he put him on the guy's knee, and the guy was like walking, I'm going to say limping. And he put those hands. Now, this guy just wanted money, okay, and I get it, all right? He just wanted, and the guy put his hands on him, and this is a really cool story. And you're like, oh, Tree, that's full, you're full of whatever you want to say, and that's fine too, okay? But I think you got to be open. And he put his hands on his knee, and he said, wow, and he got warm. And then that dude, he ran around the parking lot twice. He said, I haven't been able to do that in 7 years or something like that. I was like, oh, my gosh, right? So maybe what you feel, do you feel like you have to be open to healing energy? Do you have to have it scripted out? What are your thoughts, Lisa? Because I'm giving you some stuff I've heard on YouTube, and then I've had my own, but I wanted, and I know that you're doing that too, you've had Reiki energy, and you've used it for healing yourself and others, but what's your thoughts?
I do believe, me personally, I do believe that you have to have an open mind in an open attitude to receive that healing. Because, and again, this is my opinion, if you have a closed mind and a closed attitude toward what Reiki can do for you or what natural healing can do for you, then you're going to keep yourself tight and closed up, and there won't be a way for you to accept the healing from the Reiki master. So it is all about, you have to be able to accept the energy that is coming to you from the person giving the Reiki. And I've learned that like way early on, you know, when I was first introduced to Reiki myself, because I'm one that I want to hear and feel anything and everything that's going to make me as a human being better, whether it's mind, body, spirit. I want to know, I want to learn, I want to hear. There's nothing that has been said to me that I haven't taken to heart. And I know you and I talk, you know, once a month, and I so appreciate your gift of the readings of your clairvoyance. And I take, like I said, I take everything in and absorb it into my heart and my soul, because I want to do better. I want to do better for me so I can do better for others. And I think that's huge for me. And that's what has helped me get through a lot of, you know, life challenges and struggles. So I just, again, want to publicly thank you for your gift. It's been so healing for me and has helped me tremendously.
Well, let me explain something to you guys. Well, she says this to me, and I appreciate it, but she herself has a gift, a healing gift, and her intuition is rock solid, although she doesn't like to trust it sometimes. But
I know. I have to work on that.
That's okay. It's always, I'll never forget the first time I did a reading with somebody, and it was my first one I had ever done by myself and, you know, without knowing anybody. I'm like, well, let's see how this goes. So it went really well. But, you know, I think God was a part of that. And people are like, really? I go, I know he was. And because it's turned into something like I get to work now and get to work with Lisa. And we're like, we're Tari and Lisa from the streets, right? Lisa, is that how we say it?
That's right.
So, yeah. And, yeah, I think that's cool. But I will share this with you. I talk to Jesus, and I treat him like he's my best friend, Jesus, God, and Holy Spirit. And I woke up this weekend, and I had hurt myself because I fell and went down. This is going to sound, I was trying to do something on a bike I didn't know how to do, right? Because I saw a kid do it. I was like, well, maybe I can do that, right? And I went dumbass, but I didn't. And excuse my language, by the way. So I had boo-boos on me. And a boo-boo on the elbow. I felt like I was 5 years old again. Remember when you're five and you scrape your knees and your elbows up? And so I did. And so I was like, God, I need you to help me with this. And I said, I would like you to heal, give me some healing energy because, you know, because it hurt. And I'm trying to do dance, ballet. I'm trying to do, you know, doing all the stuff that I do. And never bored, okay? You know what I mean? So. And I think that it's important to move your body. My dad always told me, he said, you got to keep moving. So I said, would you do that? And Jesus says, I said, what do you want me to put on it? And I had put alcohol in it, and it was getting better, but I wanted it gone because I was getting ready to take a ballet class actually today. And I had a few boo-boos on me. I call them boo-boos. But because my mom used to call them boo-boos, I still call them boo-boos. And so I had a few boo-boos still there on my knee and my arm. And then I also had something on my, I had a sore throat. And I said, okay, tell me what to do. And I said, are you kidding? I'm not going to put that on my boo-boos. And she said, put them on your boo-boos. And so I did. And then I did the other, I had my throat was sore. And I put some stuff on that. And I go, this is not going to work. I woke up this morning, no sore throat. Okay, my boo-boos are gone. Okay, there is like a little place
great.
Where they were. I kid you not. Okay, I was like, because I needed them. I wanted them gone. This sounds so trite. I know you guys, but I don't want to, you know, I have to be careful because of my sugar. And so I wanted them gone. So I've never had suffered from slow healing or anything, but I wanted them gone, right? And Jesus says, it's going to be fine. You'll see. And I said, I don't want to, because I get dramatic in my thoughts, so I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking. So it's gone. It's like got like a, you know, when you scratch yourself and it gets a little scab on it, it's gone. It's, you know, a little rough there. And then on my boo-boo, on my knee and my arm. And so, but I got to tell you, I just said, thank you for doing this, right? And then I'm sitting there going, do you know what you're talking about, really? But I woke up, and then last night my throat felt so much better. And this morning it feels 100%. And what he told me to use, and it was crazy, okay? You know what I mean? And so because I didn't think it was going to work. And it did. And, no, it all worked. And so, I know that sounds crazy. I know it sounds like, Tari, this is, you're making too much of it, but sometimes all you have to do is listen, you know, and pray and really come from a place of faith. That's important, too, to come from faith, you know. So what do you think, Lisa?
Oh, I agree. Absolutely agree. And I think that all goes together with keeping yourself open. So, you know, our faith, our spirituality, our mental and emotional state, you know, everything has to be open and available. I mean, if you were closed-minded about your healing process, you wouldn't have gone through what you did, but you were open to it. It's like, okay, if this is what I'm getting, this is the message that you're telling me, then I'm going to do it. And the outcome was more than you ever would have expected, right? So
yeah, it was. And thank you for saying that. Please, I didn't mean to interrupt. Please,
oh, no,
go ahead.
I want to... No, but it's true. I mean, I just think that we, like, I am learning to not question my intuition. I'm learning that it's been a slow process, as Therese said. But, you know, I am learning to be more confident in my thoughts and in my messages so I can, like I said, help other people. And what you're doing as well, it's like, let's be open. We have nothing to lose at this point. You know, if you hurt and you've got a message that you needed to try this, whatever it was, to help you, then do it, you know? I just do believe that it's the faith that we have in the outcome is what we have to continue to rely on. And we have to, I think it's, what does Sister Joyce say? Something about God, I wish I could quote this. It was something about believing, having our faith with what we can't see, but that's part of having faith. It's like you just believe it because of our faith.
Right.
And that's what I'm learning to do with my intuition. I have to believe it. I can't see it, but I have to believe it because that's my faith. That's what I do. So that's a long-winded answer to your question, but there you go.
It's perfect. That's perfect. I love that. So, yeah. So having prayers answered and, you know, sometimes, like I was telling you and Lisa, we were talking, you know, together and to you guys that are listening an hour later, that sometimes when your prayer is not answered, there's a different outcome that's going to happen. And it's so much better. And you're like, well, everything is going to fall apart if it's not answered this way. And it never does. God doesn't do that to you. Okay, and he doesn't leave you hanging, you know, with, he'll answer the prayers. And I say I always think God is an energy, right? This amazing energy, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I have to tell you, I'm super excited about my boo-boos because I was able to do a ballet class and it did not bother me. It's like, yay.
Yay.
Right?
That's awesome. Yay.
Yeah. I know. And I'm working on it because I think that what holds anything back from a healing is your belief that you can't be healed. And and sometimes I think that things are supposed to happen a certain way, okay? And it's whatever you – I just do. And so that's what I think. And so I know that I was supposed to get better, and here I am. I'm also working on my blood sugar, and that's changing dramatically. So we'll see. And I think you can change something in a New York second. But it's about the faith and the way we're raised, right? Because here in the States, we are not raised to believe in that so much, I think. My grandpa used to say, oh, it's hokey pokey, right? And, but you know what? He himself had, I'll never get seeing him pray in a revival, which is common in the Deep South and from North Carolina. And he was running up and down the aisles. He goes, wow. He goes, I feel better. I was like, yeah, you were running. I'm like, I hope you feel better. Because, you know, he wasn't supposed to run. But he had gotten so excited about God and Holy Spirit and Jesus and what they were saying. He's amazing. So prayers can be answered. Yeah, faith is key. Prayer is so key. But you pray from a place of that you've already got it and you believe you're going to have it or have it already. Don't you think?
Oh, for sure. And you know, I think it all goes back to, as well, like it kind of goes hand in hand with the law of attraction. Because if you close yourself off, then you're not going to receive all the positives, you know, in your life because you receive what you get or what you give. So if you're giving a closed or a closed attitude and a closed maybe physical appearance, then it's going to be hard for all of the good and all the positives to come in. So everything's about being open and allowing the messages, the energy, God and the angels to work their magic when you are open. So you attract what you give. So attract positive, you're going to get positive. If you continuously have your mind focused on the negative, then you're always going to receive negative. And, you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a psychiatrist, and I don't have any proof to say it, but there is a lot to be said for the energy you give is the energy you receive. So it's the same thing with, you know, prayers. If you continue to be closed off about your prayers being answered, then God's going to wait a little longer to answer the prayers. And you might not answer the ones that you specifically want, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Just like you said earlier, you know, if you don't get what you want, then there's something else that you're supposed to be receiving. And I am a firm believer in that, 1,000,000%.
Absolutely. And that's such a good point there. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in that too as well. And Lisa, you and I believe that too as well. We do. But I tell you something, when you start praying and you're looking to have a miracle, what's a miracle? I think some of the, you know, like I have a friend of mine that was in a competition, and this is years ago. It's probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And you know what? He was able to do the competition. It was a running competition, and he was able to do it. And he it was amazing. And he placed in the top three positions. And but he had an injury, and he prayed. The pastor prayed, his coach prayed, they all did, and he ran and finished top notch in the first three.
Wow.
So yeah. So prayer is powerful. It really is. And you know, you can use it to pray for someone to come in your life, or you can pray to hear from one of your family. My daughter, we haven't talked for 3 days, and I left her a message to me. I love you. Happy Memorial Day. I'm busy with my life. I'll talk to you later. Like, okay. Funny.
Well, at least she responded, so that's good.
Yeah. Prayer answered, you know. So anyway, I'm busy with my life. I'll talk to you later. Funny. Anyway, she's a cutie. But that's the power of prayer.
She is cute.
You know, and don't get desperate. Never works when you're desperate. Just have faith. Pray with joy. Pray with love. And if you guys say, I am feeling a little low, just say, hey, God and angels, I'm feeling a little low, and they'll help you. I promise they will. And just say, I'd like to have a little more faith now, or a lot more faith. That's what I think. I always say.
Yes.
Too, as well.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Anyway, well, we had a wonderful, I enjoyed the show with you guys, with Lisa, and whoever's listening now or later, thank you. And you offered some wonderful wisdom there. So thank you for that too as well. So we're going to be doing another show next week. And we had a wonderful Memorial Day. So I appreciate my veterans and my people are Americans that have defended this country. Thank God for them. Thank God for God taking care of them. You know what? I'd like to say a prayer. I was getting ready to say a prayer. Would you like to do one, Lisa? Is that okay?
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Dear God, dear Jesus, and dear angels, and Holy Spirit, thank you for being here. Thank you for watching out for people that are listening, you know, and taking care of them. Thank you for helping people have their prayers answered when they align with you, God, and Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for that, and all the angels, and thank you for helping those who need help. And we say amen, and so it is.
Amen. Very nice. So, beautiful.
All right, my dear. I will talk to you later. You guys, you have a wonderful day, and you guys are listening. You take care and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye now.
Bye-bye.